When you have drywall issues, it's not just a hole in your home, it's a hole in your life. You can't think about anything but that hole. This local franchise, which is Hole in the Wall Drywall Repair of Ann Arbor, has a rapid patch system that allows most drywall holes to be repaired in just one visit, regardless of their size or location. It's the feature on our Saline Area Chamber of Commerce report today as we welcome owner Garrett Barton from Hole in the Wall Drywall Repair of Ann Arbor. So nice getting to know you.
Yeah, thank you for having me here, Lucianne.
Isn't that true? When you have something like a hole in your wall, you've created a mess, you know, it's an eyesore, of course, but it's also hard for most homeowners to repair. Why?
It breaks into the realm of art forms. rather than service work. And a lot of people do struggle with it, and it takes a lot of time to develop. I think that's why it's hard to DIY. Yeah.
Tell me about your background and how you got into this.
Yeah. So I several years ago, I worked at one of the high rise buildings downtown, right off of campus in Ann Arbor. So as you can imagine, college students have a tendency to destroy things.
No.
Yeah, I know. You heard it here first. So I just had to do, I don't know, probably thousands of them. And so, you know, developed that skill over time, and I actually kind of enjoyed it. I'm one of the weird ones, you know, and so I just perfected it, you know, and I was even the weird guy that would like watch YouTube videos while I was at home and I'm like into this, yeah. You know what I mean? So I call that what you will, but that's kind of led me up to this point, you know? And so now I'm able to take other people and train them and get them to competency pretty quick.
Are you from the area originally then, or?
I was born in Monroe. And then we moved to Onsted, if you know where that is.
Sure.
You can drive by it and not realize it. But yeah, I've been in this area for the last 10 years, since my wife and I got
Great.
Married. Yeah.
This is a franchise, Hole in the Wall Drywall Repair of Ann Arbor. Tell me more about the company.
Yeah, well, they're terrific. I mean, the people who are over it and run things, they are just some of the best people I've ever met. I mean, they support me when I'm struggling, you know, the day to day, like feeling like, man, I don't know. They are just terrific people. And they've been doing this for a long, long time. Started with a fellow named Bill. He had a painting company years ago, and he noticed a gap kind of in the market where it's like drywall repair. You know, the big companies don't want to do these small jobs, you know, and you might hire a handyman and they might be really good at it or they might not. You just, you know, you don't know until they get there, right? So he kind of found that gap in the market and said, there's something here, you know? So, and it is, I think it is a gap that needs filled.
Is there an art to doing drywall appropriately?
Absolutely. Yeah.
How so?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there has to be with anything construction wise, there has to be structural integrity, right? And drywalls, there's not much there. You know, it's almost held together by paper.
That's true. What is drywall?
Yeah, it's made of gypsum. Which is just like, I'm losing my word here that I need, but it's basically like a form of like a rock, essentially,
okay.
You know, a gypsum rock. And it's held together by paper. The paper is like the structural integrity, which sounds crazy. You're like, my house is made of that, you know? but that's what it is. So there has to be structural integrity, of course. And then when you're smoothing in the joint compound out, that's where the art form comes in. And that's where people usually hate it because it has to blend nicely. It has to look like it wasn't there if you have to repair something, right? And so it is challenging because you slap something on there and you're like, well, that's not how it's supposed to look.
So what is this rapid patch system? Because that's part of the problem with drywall. No one wants to wait to be able to paint over it.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So there's products that we use that are fast setting compounds. And so basically they use a chemical reaction to dry rather than evaporating like your typical product. That's used like in new construction. Mm-hmm. You're going to use regular stuff. It makes sense. But, for patching it up, you know, you use that and you can actually apply it. We can apply multiple coats, before it fully dries even. And that's,
wow.
That works with the regular stuff. It doesn't work with this stuff. It works. Right. So, and then we're able to do a wet sand. We're big on keeping people's houses clean. And we cover everything.
Oh, a wet sand doesn't get the drywall.
It doesn't get dust.
Remnants all over. That dust is.
Right. It doesn't.
You see it yeah. weeks later.
Yeah. No, you won't get any of that when you wet sand it. So, yeah.
Now, you do something at Hole in the Wall that's known as texture matching, a technique you use.
Yes.
What is that?
Yeah. So where we live here in Michigan, there isn't a lot of texture. But there is some, and there will be various textures, you know, on people's ceilings, knockdown orange peel textures, right?
Oh.
And we do have, we have some modified equipment that help us get the most consistent spray on that. And that's really an art form too, because when they put it on, depending on how they did it, you have to match that, right? Mm-hmm. It's not a one size fits all. You don't go, oh, I know how to spray a knockdown texture now, and I can just spray it on there. It might look totally different than what's in their home.
So you really have to know the material.
Yeah.
What about water damage? When your drywall problem actually maybe had to do with some water coming in from the outside, and you've got that water problem now, can you handle that too?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. That's a big thing that we do.
What do you do?
So we actually assess what's going on. And in some cases, a remediation company has already come in. Let's say somebody had a basement flood, right? Usually that's already dealt with. A remediation company that's certified dealing with mold and all that is going to take care of that kind of thing. But a lot of times it's your ceiling, right? You get a leak in your ceiling and there's water stains, and usually there's something that needs to be cut out. So again, we want that structural integrity. Make sure there's nothing wet up there, you know, let that dry out if it is. But we just remove the wet material. You know, and replace it with brand new material. And then we get our art form to work and make it look like it never happened.
Yeah. And you're also doing the painting then afterwards?
It depends on the client. Sometimes they'll elect to have us come back and paint, or not. A lot of people feel like, yeah, I can still paint up there, you know, but we're more than happy to paint.
Does your company, will you come out for any project, big or small?
We will. Yeah.
Really?
We will. Yeah. We really are optimized for the smaller repairs, because again, that's where the gap was kind of found in the market, right? Where it's like, nobody seems to be really doing this. Yeah. So we really optimize for that, but we definitely do bigger jobs. So we do popcorn ceiling removals. We've been doing a lot of that. And that's a big job.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So many people don't want that popcorn ceiling.
No. And nobody seems to want to do them either.
Yeah, right.
I get it. I get it. Yeah. We'll do them.
You'll take care of that.
Yeah.
Your wife, Kate, is also involved?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So my wife and I both own it. I said, unfortunately, she couldn't be here today. But I mean, and she's just terrific. I mean, she's my backbone. She's my strength. So
that's beautiful.
Yeah. And we call her the chief morale officer. Yeah. Because she likes to make sure people are well taken care of, our employees, that they're well cared for, and that they, you know, so.
And you serve a wide area, not just Ann Arbor and Saline, you're
correct
beyond that as well.
Yeah. Yeah. So we have, being part of a franchise network, we do have like territories we operate, and we're allowed to operate outside of those, of course. But we go as far west as like Grass Lake. So getting out almost towards Jackson area, you know, Chelsea. And then we get over towards Novi and up in Brighton. You know, Saline, Ann Arbor, and everywhere kind of in between those areas.
You know? All right.
Yeah.
Drywall repair, fast, professional. You can love your walls again, and you can go online to holeinthewall.com, and then you want to look for the Ann Arbor location. We've been talking with owner Garrett Barton, live in studio here on our Saline Area Chamber of Commerce report. He is a member. For information about the chamber and its members, go online to salinechamber.org. Garrett and Kate Barton, owners, franchise owners of Hole in the Wall Drywall Repair. And you can also call 1-844-NO-HOLES. That's easy enough to remember there. They'll do texture matching, and it's a fast, rapid patch system that allows most of these problems to be repaired in just one visit. Unique company. Great getting to know you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
I love people who had another job, who you were doing something and you saw a need for something and you thought, how can I give back in this industry? And kind of move forward in your own career. And I think that's remarkable. So congratulations.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah,
thank you.
Nice to know you. Thank you, Garrett.
You too.
Garrett Barton from Hole in the Wall Drywall Repair on the Lucy Ann Lance Show, Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.